Hello, my name is Father Boniface. I'm a Benedictine priest and monk of St. Vincent Archabbey in La Trobe, Pennsylvania, and such a blessing to talk with Bishop Mark Barczak, Bishop of the Diocese of Altoona-Johnstown. Bishop Mark, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thank you.
Bishop Mark, I was wondering if you could share with us a little bit of what's happening in the Diocese of Altoona-Johnstown, and maybe, if you are willing, a little bit of what you've been through in being a good shepherd and trying to take care of the faithful and rebuild and trust with the people.
Well, I know that there's been, you know, so much suffering for so many people on different levels for a very long time. And I know of the anguish, especially that people express having not known about certain things and now other things coming to light in different ways. And I regret that, and I'm ashamed of that, and I apologize for that. But in our own diocese, you know, we are working, you know, to move forward to address those problems, not to avoid them or dismiss them, and especially to regroup as to what efforts we can make to bring healing and peace to the victims, to their families, all those who have been impacted by the clergy abuse crisis, not only just recently, but for years now. But there are so many other things that give us reason for hope at this particular time. A year ago, I had, through divine providence, I really believe, a good Dominican sister from Renew International suggested that we ought to try the Arise Together in Christ program of pastoral renewal. And it's a small faith-sharing experience in small groups. And wrote a letter, open letter to everyone, the clergy and the laity in our diocese, and we launched it, and we just finished. The small groups finished the first cycle of that experience.
Hmm.
And everywhere I go and I talk to people who have been participating, they're so grateful that they had something like this, especially during what otherwise is a pretty challenging time, and also to be comforted by an experience in which, number one, they can talk about their faith and how their faith anchors them at this particular moment, but also to do it in a small group like that, which pulls them together even in a more closer relationship on a spiritual and pastoral level, and to look after each other and to share the faith with each other and build each other up. I can't tell you how blessed I feel for the good of our people to have that experience right now.
Share with us a little bit more about that Arise program, what that entails, the length of time, the level of engagement, some of the material.
Yes, it takes a little over 2 years to complete the cycle because it's done in fall and spring. And as I said, we just completed the first cycle. And Renew International, which has been at this for now 40 years, I was just with them. A little over a week ago, I celebrated the closing mass of their year-long celebration of their 40th anniversary. I went to Park Ridge, New Jersey, where it was begun, and had a great celebration with them. And Sister Terry, who is the sister who really promoted this for me, was there and encouraged me to come to that celebration. But on our level, it's seasonal, as I said, fall and spring. And it's not so heavy that people can, you know, break free of it and feel encumbered by too intense of an experience. I think it's just the right thing. But the great thing I know about the approach is they start with what is the teachings of Christ in the church, the essential message of the gospel, and that how does that make me, each one of the participants, a better disciple of Jesus? And then as a result of that, to do exactly what Pope Francis says, if you're a good disciple, it means you're going to be an evangelizer, sharing your faith with others. And it's amazing already the way people will talk about how they became evangelizers in this small group because they're telling each other the faith and the gospel message. But I haven't heard it articulated as clearly from the participants yet. But I suspect what they're experiencing is also what Pope Francis continually repeats, that if you're going to be involved in discipleship as well as the ministry of evangelization, which we're all called to do, he said, it's not the true experience unless it is an authentic encounter with Christ, with the person,
yes.
the real living person of Jesus.
Mm.
And I suspect that people are slowly beginning to recognize that person of Jesus in the other members of their group where they're sharing the faith and doing this experience. I see so many great fruits that are going to come from this to encourage people in their faith and then to go out to even others beyond those groups.
Mm, beautiful.
Yeah.
I can see the energy and the joy in you as a spiritual father of your people, giving them the greatest gift that we have to offer in Jesus himself.
Absolutely. And I know anecdotally already in one case someone asked me, what if they know somebody who's curious about this? Can they invite them to come to their group meeting? And I said, well, talk to your group leader and say, would that be okay? And I said, but we are equipped to cycle in people and we can start additional groups if necessary. But I found that very fascinating because it tells me it's already occurring.
Mm-hmm.
What we expect is going to be the fruit of this experience.
Those who have good experiences naturally want to share it.
Yes. Yeah. And we're doing it just for the benefit of our listeners out there. We're doing sharing with the Arise program in these small groups that meet in people's homes. All the leaders are lay leaders that have been trained by personnel from the Renew International Organization. Our pastors are on board to provide support for that. But also they've provided opportunities for some of the elements of that, the reflections to be used in our Catholic schools as well as in our religious education programs in the parish.
Mm.
So the young people are experiencing it. And as you know, some of our parents who maybe are not as frequent at Sunday Mass and in our pews as we would want them to be are going to hear their children coming home and talking about, you know, we're supposed to arise together in Christ because they're hearing that message. And it's not a hard sell, so to speak, and it's not overcoming their normal religious education curriculum, but a supplement. And I can only imagine what's going to happen because you know how children have a way of getting our attention.
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yes, so many good things happen, come in through our children.
Yeah.
Bishop, you made the decision to offer this for the whole diocese or ask every parish to implement this program.
Yes.
Can you say a little bit about what went into that decision?
I was so moved by the presentation, almost the insistence, and I thought it was the work of the Holy Spirit when Sister Terry finally got me to sit down and went over the whole experience with me, and she said, from their experience, meaning Renew International, they had such great success in other places where there were challenges, whatever circumstances they might be, and there was an opportunity for pastoral and true spiritual renewal to take place. So I wanted something like that, and I knew our diocese needed that, and I communicated that. And I made a determination to say, we're going to have it, and I announced we're having it. And then I invited everyone to participate. I never mandated that anybody participate. And in fact, I even explicitly told our pastors, I said, I don't want to overburden you with something else. The Renew people will come in and do all the training and preparation and so forth. And you're welcome to come. Well, at the very first organizational meeting, just to inform people about the overall program, and they had asked for one representative of each parish to come. Over 80% of our pastors came to that first meeting. And Sister Terry has kind of bragged about our little diocese of Altoona Johnstown, saying that without mandating it, 87% of our parishes are officially on board with the Renew process of Arise in Christ. And those 13% that are not, there are even small groups in some of those parishes because we've provided the training for leaders to have small groups. So it's even branched out further, even, quote, unofficially.
That's wonderful.
And I think there was a real grace in doing it as an invitation and a voluntary response rather than saying we're going to mandate it everywhere. And it's already proven to be, I guess, the right way to go.
Mm. And it seems a benefit to have it so widespread in the diocese, so that there would seem to be more solidarity among parishes, mm-hmm. among the experience of parishioners, maybe communication with pastors, if there are any benefits or challenges that arise, that there's mutual support and encouragement.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I went to Park Ridge, New Jersey a little over a week ago to celebrate that anniversary Mass for Renew International, as part of my homily, I explained that Sister Terry was the first person to really introduce me to the work of Renew International and especially the Arise program. But I said she was not the first person to teach me about the concept behind Renew. And I explained that it began in my family as a young child, when a Sunday experience would have been go to Mass in the morning, go to my grandparents' house after Mass, and spend the entire day there. And there was all the food preparation for the main meal, which was at midday, and gathering around the table.
Mm.
And there was actually faith sharing that took place there. We would pray. Mm. Sometimes I would listen to my parents, my grandparents, uncles, talking about the Sunday homily. And other stories then were woven in and out of that experience. And it wasn't uncommon for, you know, topics of our Catholic faith in a Polish-American family household to be shared at that moment. I said it was so natural. But in our culture today, unfortunately, with the difficulties that families experience, they rarely have those kind of conversations, much less an entire day dedicated to what the Lord's Day is supposed to be about. It was a day of refreshment, of gathering together and celebrating family and our faith and so forth. And I said, that's really what's behind this experience that Renew tries to do in its various programs. And so I said, when people come to these small groups, it's no wonder they're taken by that, because there's such a thirst for that. And I'm hoping that can go back into the families and maybe reinvigorate our family life.
Mm, beautiful.
Yeah.
Bishop Mark, in the midst of all that you have been through and the diocese has been through in the last several years, to hear about the kind of renewal that's taking place and the real infusion of the power of Jesus Christ and the gospel reaching the hearts of your people to bring hope and to bring new beginnings and to move forward is just really inspiring.
Well, sometimes I wonder, you know, how can we do both at the same time, to attend to the real problems that need to be addressed, the hurt, the suffering, and at the same time to continue to share the real joy of the gospel that Pope Francis reminds us of continuously. And I'm convinced only the Holy Spirit can make that happen.
Amen. Bishop Mark, could you just lead us in a little prayer as we wrap up?
Sure. Lord Jesus, we pray for your continued blessing upon all of us, for the victims and survivors of clergy abuse or abuse or neglect of any form, for their families, for all those who are suffering, especially those who are without hope, who lack the presence of Christ, your presence in their lives. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. Continue to renew your church. Bless us always and make us mindful of your love for us, your deep and abiding love. And Mary, Mother of the Church, we ask you to continue to pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Bishop Mark Barczyk, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Father Boniface. Great to be with you.